Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, in this season of the Great Feast of Pentecost, the Church offers us again a look at this gift of wisdom. It's a gift where we can share much more in God's priorities, as what God really sees as important, as what should be important in our lives. We begin to see the purpose of life and the purpose of our humanity and the purpose of our relations with one another in a way that's very different than what the world gives us. It's God sharing his own mind with us. And in order for that sharing to take place, we've got to clean out the clutter. The clutter of our own selfish priorities, our own goals and aims in life. Some of them might be very good, but are they under the Lordship of Christ? Are they in the right order? What is the purpose of my life? The purpose of my life is to be conformed to Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit for the glory of the Father. And when we accept that and begin to conform our lives to that, then the grace of the Holy Spirit works in us. We become more and more like Christ. It's not just vocational decisions. It's not just life vocation decisions. It's not that. It's not job decisions. All of those things, all of the human decisions we need to make, need to be made out of a foundation of who I am and who God is and where I'm going. And when we really have that clear and are operating out of that, we share in the very wisdom of God because we have his priorities. God can share more and more of his life with us because we have put our lives, our personal lives, under his authority. We can choose not to. But those lives eventually, at some point, spiral out of control. We want to put our lives under the Lordship of Christ, under his priorities, under his goals, under his ways of doing things. Read again the Ten Commandments. Read again all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Allow your life to be reshaped and reformed. Sometimes that's painful, but allow it. And you will begin to see the purpose of life, not from an infinite perspective, but almost. You begin to see your life in light of eternity. Your life is infinitely important to God. Choose to do it his way. As you do, you will receive more and more of God's priorities, of what God values, of where God wants to go, of how God wants us to relate. That ultimately becomes a portion of the gift of wisdom. And the reading today, as yesterday, is taken from the book of Sirach, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. My son, when you come to serve the Lord, stand in justice and fear. Prepare yourself for trials. There's no false promises of, oh, this is going to be all sweetness and light. I mean, read the lives of the apostles. Read the lives of the disciples. It was not prepare yourself for trials. It was not an easy life. Prepare yourself for trials. But brothers and sisters, I'd rather have the trials that and be with the Lord and in union with him than have trials where I'm on my own. And that's what happens. That's what happens. trials born when I'm with the Lord are infinite. I would almost use that word, infinitely different than trials that I bring upon myself by my own, pardon, stupid sometimes, decisions. Prepare yourself for trials. Conformity to the Lord against the ways of the world are going to cause trials. They just are. But we're going to have trials anyway. I'd rather have trials for the Lord and advancing his kingdom and my salvation than the other. Be sincere of heart and steadfast. Incline your ear and receive the word of understanding, undisturbed in times of adversity. Wait on God. With patience, cling to him. Forsake him not. Thus will you be wise in all your ways. If you want to share in the very wisdom of God, put to work what the book of Sirach, chapter 2, the first 11 verses tell you. Be sincere of heart and steadfast. Incline your ear. That means listen to the Lord. Be willing to be obedient. Incline your ear. Turn your ear to hear his voice. And receive the word of understanding, undisturbed in time of adversity. Wait on God with patience. Cling to him. Forsake him not. Thus will you be wise in all your ways. Accept whatever befalls you. When sorrowful, be steadfast, and in crushing misfortune, be patient. In other words, wait. The Lord will show you why he's allowed this. And notice the scripture says, crushing misfortune. Feel like you're going to be destroyed by whatever the misfortune is, whatever the terrible cross that's been laid upon you. But scripture says, be patient. In other words, keep your ear open to the Lord and wait. He will lead you. Accept whatever befalls you. When sorrowful, be steadfast. In crushing misfortune, be patient. For in fire, gold and silver are tested, and worthy people in the crucible of humiliation. Trust God. God will help you. Trust in him. He will direct your way. Keep his fear. In other words, fear God. You fear in the sense of not quivering and quaking, but fear in the sense that you choose his ways over yours. You choose the truth of his word over your own inclinations. You choose him. That's to fear him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Turn not away, lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust him, and your reward will not be lost. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. You who fear the Lord, love him, and your hearts will be enlightened. Fear the Lord is not quivering and quaking and shaking. Fearing the Lord means, I put you, I put your commands, I put your word ahead of my own desires. That's to fear him. It's to put him first. It's to heed him above all and before all. You who fear the Lord, love him. Your hearts will be enlightened. Study the generations long past and understand. Has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his commandments and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and been rebuffed? Compassionate and merciful is the Lord. He forgives sins. He saves in time of trouble. He is a protector to all who seek him in truth. Look at that promise. Greatest gift God could give you in his Holy Spirit is the gift of wisdom. To live according to what that reading tells you right here. Chapter 2 of the book of Sirach, verses 1 to 11. Psalm 37, commit your life to the Lord and he will help you. Make that psalm your own, especially when you're going through difficulty. Trust in the Lord, do good that you may dwell in the land, be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord. He will grant you your heart's requests. Take your delight in the Lord, not in the things this world offers you, but in the Lord. Make that psalm your own. The gospel is Mark 9, verses 30 to 37. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples. See, he needed time with them, and that's why he didn't want anyone else to know, because the crowds would gather. He needed time to teach his disciples. And as disciples, brothers and sisters, we need to give God time daily to teach us. You can't expect to be a disciple and dip into the scriptures once or twice a week. Give the Lord time with you. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, the Son of Man is to be handed over to men. They will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise. But they did not understand this saying, and they were afraid to question. So they're not totally open with the Lord yet. His statements puzzle them, and instead of going to him and saying, Lord, teach us, many times, they do after a while, but many times they just kind of discuss it among themselves, trying to figure out what he meant. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, what were you arguing about on the way? I love it. I love it. The Lord, he knows. He might have been talking to one or two of the disciples, but he heard that crowd back there. They were speaking pretty strongly. And besides, he knows everything. He knows exactly what we're saying, and he knows exactly what we're thinking. But he gives them a chance to be honest. What were you arguing about on the way? But they remain silent. Aren't we like that? Children, sometimes they remain silent. For they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. You know, he likes you better than he likes me. You know, that kind of thing we can get into. We make it more sophisticated as adults. But it's the same problem. We like this leader, and we want to be close to that leader. We want to be thought of as a friend of that leader. We're all like that. And so he hears them say this, and he sat down, and he called the 12, and he said to them, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. In other words, don't push for positions of power and prestige. If they're given to you, receive them and fulfill the responsibility as a humble servant. Always, always look to the Lord as your master. Never think of yourself as the one on the top who can do whatever it is he or she wants to do. If anyone wishes to be first, you have a position of power and influence, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. If you want to draw in union with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and put down your badges of honor, put down your positions of influence and power, whatever they are, and decide to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and to follow him. Our new Holy Father is giving us example after example of being a servant while he is at the same time a most powerful leader. He's teaching us. It's an example that the Lord wants us to have. Brothers and sisters, always be in the position of serving God's love, serving God's mercy, serving God's wisdom. The Holy Spirit will empower you to do that. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.